Ronald, what will be difficult will be cloning, I think, in this country and a lot of other countries, don't you think?
Well, human cloning certainly is sure. is a problem, but cloning has its, you know, it has a potential there. We may be able to clone organs outside of the body.
How could we do that?
Well, we can essentially take the cells for the organ and grow them in there's some researchers at Harvard that have grown essentially bladders outside of the body, or they've grown them in animals in surrogates, but they're human tissue.
Do they grow in real time? For example,
no, they grow very rapidly.
Oh, they do. Why?
You don't have to. You can control the rate of cellular replication, but depending on the growth factors that are involved, by genetic manipulation, by the amount of nutrients, there's all sorts of little tricks you can do.
Well, let me ask you a medical question first of all. Is a 25-year-old heart better or stronger than a heart that's in an 80-year-old, all things considered, that there's no arterial sclerosis or anything like that?
Yeah, there's quite a difference.
There is, okay.
Yeah.
So what are the dangers, though? So you clone this heart, but that, you know, like, what wasn't Dolly the sheep, didn't she, like, rapidly age or something?
No, not really. The argument for Dolly was that she had arthritis. Dolly had, the argument against that was that Dolly was a superstar. You know, she was on parade and on the camera, and she was being fed by hand, and so she was standing up on her hind flanks. So there have been some arguments that cloning is dangerous because the clones turn out genetically inferior and age rapidly or progressively, but that's not really always the case, and I think, again, there's a little bit of spin there. There are people who don't want to see cloning happen, and
no,
so they seize on every little piece of bad news.
All right, but let's say that you make this cloned therapeutic heart
mm-hmm.
at a rapid clip, right?
Because
a guy needs his heart, for example.
Well, sure, he can't wait.
He needs it right away or he's going to be dead. However, how do you stop it from continuing its aging process?
Well, that's part of the genetics. You're using enhanced genetic tissues
that have been genetically
programmed to grow very, very rapidly. And also you're providing specific growth factors that are driving this metabolic mechanism very rapidly, and you're also doing perhaps mechanical techniques to stretch the tissue and to get the tissue to develop in along a certain matrix that would not occur naturally. So there are things you can do in the laboratory that you can't necessarily do in the human body.
To keep somebody alive forever, what would you need to do? I mean, if you theoretically could replace the heart every 50 years,
right.
The liver, the lungs,
yeah.
I mean, shouldn't that body function forever?
Well, it's kind of like an airplane. There are airplanes that are out there flying around that, you know, had a 20-year expected lifespan, and they're flying now for 50 years, no problem.
They put a new engine in.
Yeah, put a new engine in, put a new wing on it, you know, put some new instruments in it. Theoretically, we could do the same thing with the human body. The only limitation is the brain.
We're going to have Frankenstein-looking bodies?
No, I don't think so.
Bolts and everything else in us?
I don't think bolts. I think we're going to have very excellent-looking bodies. If you look at the people in Hollywood right now who are in their 60s, they look great. They look 10, 20 years younger chronologically than they are biologically. And that's with the technology, and that's with, like, you know, kiddie car technology. Imagine what can happen when we can resurface the skin, when we can, you know, grow a young, healthy skin through cloning technology or stem cell technology, where we can grow entirely new head of hair on people. We're in the laboratory right now. We have, you know, we're in the process of cloning eyeballs. And, you know, almost every organ you can think of has the potential of being cloned or augmented with stem cells or made artificially.